History was made in the U.S., but some Christians are concerned. A church is attacked in the Democratic Republic of Congo, and a child sponsorship ministry gives hope to Uganda. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. History was made yesterday when Barack Obama was sworn into office as the country's first African-American president. While many are excited, some Christian organizations are concerned. President of International Christian Concern Jeff King says it could be a new day under an Obama administration.
Bush, no matter what you think of him, was a great friend of the persecuted church. He stood up for them. He would intervene. He would talk to other government leaders of other countries. With Obama, I'm not so sure.
King expects to see hate speech legislation pushed through Congress in the first 100 days.
While these laws on the surface sound good, and they sound like they're going to tamp down hatred, the whole point is it's going to be a tool to shut down Christians. We will no longer be able to speak our mind about Islam, about homosexuality, etc.
Pastors have been arrested in Australia under similar hate speech laws simply for teaching Christians how to reach Muslims with the gospel. Next, you're sitting in church praying when all of a sudden the people you're praying protection from attack. That's what happened in the Northeast Democratic Republic of Congo over the weekend. Reports say Uganda's rebel Lord's Resistance Army attacked a church crowded with worshipers holding a prayer vigil. It's unclear how many died. At least 620 Congolese civilians have died and more than 120 children have been kidnapped since Christmas Eve. Many relief and missions outposts have been closed as a result of the unrest. You're listening to Mission Network News. Mission Network News' Ruth Kramer is with Compassion International this week and files a report from Uganda.
We joined Compassion International Child Survival Program Specialist Patience Musimi on a couple of home visits today at the Katimbwa Child Development Center. The families in this project area work as subsistence farmers, earning roughly $11 a month. Compassion's intervention is the difference between life and death here. From the most obvious of saving a child's life to teaching the mothers a trade, Musimi says their end goal is
hope for a future spiritually is number one, seeing a mother commit herself to the Lordship of Christ. And even physically, being able to live, being able to fit in the community where she is in, and even appreciating life.
Eventually, children enrolled in the CSP program become part of the sponsorship project. Leaders say that for every one Compassion-sponsored child, 10 people come to Christ. More tomorrow from the kids who are in the leadership development program. Ruth Kramer, Mission Network News, Kampala, Uganda.
Elsewhere, another great crate shipment of Christian literature is heading overseas, provided completely by people like you. Christian Resources International's Fred Palmerton says,
we hope by the end of this month we'll have a great crate shipment into Ethiopia or heading there.
CRI has collected hundreds of Christian books and Bibles, mostly from donors with extras at home. The materials will be sent to an Ethiopian pastor who has worked with CRI before.
He's a national pastor from Ethiopia. And he has visited our location here and selected our materials in the past. And he's so excited to get a larger than normal shipment of material.
This pastor has used materials in the underground church and will be able to use these books and Bibles to share the gospel with Muslims. Pray for this man's ministry. Consider donating your old materials for similar projects. And children at a government orphanage in Moldova eagerly await the arrival of Little Samaritan Mission workers each year. LSM has provided essential items for these orphans through its Face of a Child project. Before, children had to wear uniforms that created a social barrier between orphans and local village children. With the gifts, they now fit in better. And with the gospel they were given, they can understand that God loves them. Pray that many will come to Christ through the program. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slava Gospel Association, now in its 75th year, is making available the free book Peter Dynamite, the Peter Daneka Senior Story, missionary to the Russian world and founder of the ministry. It may inspire you to be more active in outreach. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.